Did Amazon just kick electric vehicle production into a higher gear? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. The electric car revolution seems to finally be happening, and it's not just going to be in personal cars. Last month, Amazon announced it would order 100,000 electric delivery trucks from Rivian, an EV company that Amazon has invested in, but which, we should say, has produced exactly zero commercial electric vehicles to date. Rivian has some time. Amazon said the first 10,000 trucks would be on the road by 2022, the remainder by 2030. And the order would basically double the number of electric delivery vehicles in the world. Stephanie Brinley is an automotive analyst at IHS Market. She said most people who have heard of Rivian are actually into electric luxury SUVs.
You know, Rivian has been around for about 6 years, give or take, and they first introduced or revealed their pickup truck and SUV products at the Los Angeles Auto Show this last November. And they're expecting to come to market in the next year or so. And they're looking to compete in sort of the high-end space. They want to sort of tackle on the efforts from Range Rover and see that brand as a competitor for the utility vehicle, people who want to go a little bit off the beaten path.
How much of this market, as you look ahead a decade or two or three, how much of this market could be filled by automakers that maybe didn't exist a decade or two ago?
It's still a challenge to break in. And our forecast really for electric vehicles in the United States in 2025, 2026 is still 7.6% of the market, which is an important improvement from just under 2% last year. But it's still a small percentage of the market. I think consumers aren't quite coming along as far. And because automakers, traditional automakers, have come to bear on the segment pretty heavily, it will be difficult for a brand that consumers aren't aware of to break through.
Does Amazon's investment suggest that delivery fleets might actually be a new source of growth for EVs?
I think the delivery fleets have been for several years on target in the commercial space. Amazon's making a little bit of an interesting play here and tying it to their sustainability goals. So they may be willing to spend a little bit more on it. And I don't know the size of Amazon's fleet at all, but I'm pretty sure it's a lot bigger than 100,000 vehicles. Right. So it's still only a portion of their fleet overall. But I still think there's a lot of opportunity in the commercial EV space. If you're running an EV for a local delivery van, you're usually not putting a ton of miles onto it into a day. And if it's a fleet you own and it's going back at the end of the day to your own silos, you have the ability to have the charging infrastructure that you need and keep it off of fossil fuels. So that can be a benefit in a lot of different ways. Commercial vehicles, especially in those short city spaces, can be good opportunities for electric vehicles.
Stephanie Brinley, automotive analyst at IHS Market. Amazon's order, for what it's worth, will ultimately be worth about $4 billion to Rivian once all the trucks are produced. And now for some related links. There's a good piece in Forbes on the size of Amazon's investment in Rivian, and one from Quartz about the impact on commercial EV fleets worldwide. They're both at our website, marketplacetech.org. But there is an interesting subplot to the ramp up in electric vehicles of all kinds, and that is the grid. Green Tech Media has a piece from last week about some key takeaways from this electric delivery van order. And one is that electric utilities really need to start preparing to deal with the increased load that's coming from EVs. Because of different charging times and locations, it's not likely that Amazon's new vans are going to take down the grid or anything, but individual locations could run into real capacity problems. And long term, the grid does need some improvements. There's good reading in Wired from last year about how what it calls the great plug-ining, yes, plug-ining, is actually an opportunity to upgrade and strengthen our electrical infrastructure, because we have plenty of time to see the revolution coming. Then again, infrastructure and planning, are those really our strong suits here in America? Let's think positive. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.